really ask about officials, just what you saw on that play where Trevor just, I mean, he didn't have the puck. So
no.
That appears to me to be an interference call. But
yeah, I mean, they called that interference call on us earlier. And, you know, I tell the boys that this season isn't going to come easy for us, whether we're we got players hurt, we have players sick, I can't talk.
Well, we've got plenty of lozenges on the bus for you.
Yeah. The calls aren't going to go our way. We have to battle through it. I've been telling them since day one that this is going to be a long road for us. We have to battle through everything.
Well, they did. I mean, you know, it's just, it's tough that, you know, Stryker, we have to keep our cool better though, right? You know, because, you know, it's so, you feel like you're playing against everybody and the refs in that third period. And what happens? You get two guys in a box for 2 minutes, you know, for running their mouths, and you can't have that either.
Right. I mean, the boys are playing with such emotion right now that, you know, when I guess we're not getting the calls.
Yeah.
You know, they're wearing their hearts on their sweaters. It's tough for them. They take it to heart, and we have to get better there, and we will.
Well, it's great to, you know, at least to get a little confidence, though. I mean, this is hard to come up here and sometimes you'd rather lose 10-0, hey, than lose one you had a shot at. Considering they've got double the players you do, they've got the talent is so much deeper. You've got guys that are, you know, just going all out. They're just gassed.
Yeah, they're grinding for sure. I mean, our best player, I mean, by far our best player tonight was Annette.
Oh, my goodness, yep.
I mean, their best player's out skating. Ours is Annette. So, I mean, you can look at it any way you want.
Well, the numbers don't lie, Andy.
Yeah.
46-10. And don't send me the email saying that Andy Johnson is biased because he was a goalie. No,
yeah.
The numbers don't lie, right? 46-10. I mean, they... You know, Zemke, I mean, there's a reason he got the 2-star tonight, and the only reason he didn't get the 2-star is because Bill got the 1-star.
Right. Yep. It was nice to have him back finally. Man, did he add some energy for
Dylan saw the puck well, didn't he?
He does. I mean, every shot he's squared up on it, it's like it's effortless for him. I mean, he's doesn't have to move much. He just one little step and he's squared up on the puck. One little step, he's squared up on the rebound. It's fun watching him.
Well, we kept all the goals in the family tonight, 2 for Sauce and 2 for Bill.
Right. Yeah, it's good. I mean, well, there's 3 of them, so.
Well, yeah, Jager, he had to have gotten an assist on a couple of them.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he had at least 2 assists, right, Jager? So, hey, that keeps it in the family.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so what do you know, we're going to, you know, this place going to be sour taste in the mouth to lose it the way that you did, right? But on the other hand, I mean, you could have come up here and got beat 8-0 too,
right.
And you didn't.
I mean,
like you did up in Houghton. So
I mean, Gunner made the statement. I think it was Gunner. Maybe it was Braden. I mean, we just made a statement that we're a hockey team, even though our bench is short. We're going to come out and battle, and we can battle with anybody. And I think Marquette is probably one of the top teams in Division II.
For sure. Ask Brother Rice.
Yeah, and I mean, we can play with anybody.
Well, we'll see you in the Sioux this weekend then.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Jack.
Okay.